Now, the afagav, the musvei kedisha, even though the musaf is more kaddish, like Rashi said, let's say it's musafim shal Shabbos, so it has the kedusha Shabbos aleihem. Mashenkin the tamid that comes every single day, that doesn't have to do with Shabbos. So even though the musaf is more kaddish, still we bring the tamid because it's more tader. Smar says no. Otu Shabbos lo musafim ahanoi le tamidim lo ahanoi. The pshat is even the korban atamid you bring today, still it's the Shabbos dika korban. Since it's the Shabbos dika korban, smar to say it has kedusha. So therefore, the tamid comes first because it's tader and mekudish. So you have no proof to our shayla. Toshima, it says also before that musvei Shabbos kaidmin the musvei Rosh Chodesh. That Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, you bring the musvei Shabbos first, it's more tader. And the kashra is vice versa, that Rosh Chodesh is more mekudish. And Rashi says, the yikri mayid, because musafim is called a mayid. And the Shita brings down also considers a Sayyachatis Shemechapra Tumas Mikdash Kodeshav. So the kids of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh has special Kedusha to it. And still we see Musaf of Shabbos comes first. So you see Todd comes first. Samar says no. Otu Rosh Chodesh. Again the same Svara. The Musafim Didei Yehani. The Musaf of Shabbos Leyehani. Like any Korban that's brought today also has Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore the Musaf of Shabbos, since it's Todd and it's Mekudish, it comes first. Toshma coming here. Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Kaidmin the Musar Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, you have to bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh because it's Tadir. Even though the Chura, the one for Rosh Hashanah, is Mom Kudish. Afagav, the Rosh Hashanah, Kitsha. Even though it's already Rosh Hashanah, that has Mom Kudusha. So again, the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Otu, do you think? Rosh Hashanah le Musvei Didei Yehani le Musvei Rosh Chodesh le Yehani. Do you think that the Rosh Hashanah only helps for its own Musaf and not for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Le Maisa, today's Rosh Hashanah, so even the Musvei Rosh Chodesh that's brought today also has more Kedusha. So therefore the Tadir comes first. Elamar says, Toshima, come in here. Dovarach, or another reason is Gemara and Brochus talks about when we make Kiddush, it's Machlokes Be'Sham and Be'Silu. Do we first make Kiddush and then the Borei Pri HaGofen? Or do we act like Beisilu the way we do? First we make a Borei Pri HaGofen and then we make Kiddush. So Beisilu says, Dovrach, another reason is, Birchas HaYayin Tadira. The Borei Pri HaGofen, that comes off and you make a lot of times a Borei Pri HaGofen. Mashenkin Birchas HaYayin Kiddush, Ein Tadira, it only happens once. V'tadi V'shein HaTadi, Tadi Kaidim. Now, Afagav, the Birchas HaYayin Kiddusha, even though the Kiddush we make, that brach has more kedusha to it. So as tachura, still you see the bar of Riyagofen comes first because it's tadur. So see tadur mekudush, tadur is adif. Samar says no, again the same svara. Otu Shabbos, do you think Shabbos le bircha sayayim hanoi le bircha sayayim loy hanoi le maisa today Shabbos? So even the bar of Riyagofen you're making, it's also like the beginning of kiddush. It's also like tzorach Shabbos. It also has kedusha to it. Therefore we make the bar of Riyagofen first because it's tadur. Toshima coming here. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Mispal Olodom Shom Mincha V'Yachakach Shom Musafim. Let's say a person did not daven Musaf yet, and it's already 12:30. It's already the time to daven Mincha. So he holds the Halacha is supposed to daven Mincha first before you daven Musaf. And why? Because Mincha is Tadir. Tadir Bishrein Natan. Tadir is Kaidim. So here you see Tadir comes before Mekudish of Mispal Tefilas Musaf. So again, the Gemara says no. Otu Shabbos, the Tfilas Musafim Anoi, the Tfilas Mincha Loi Anoi, the Monashoch. Whatever day it is that you daven Musaf, if it's Shabbos, let's say, so even the Mincha and Shabbos also has special Kedusha to it. Therefore, the Mincha has Kedusha and Todir, therefore Mincha comes first. Agav Lamaisa, we only paskin is by Yochid, by Yechidus. If you daven B'tzibah, let's say even by Simchas Torah, by the time they come to Musaf, it's ready, there's Man Mincha, still the Minig is by Tzibah. We always daven Musaf first, and then Mincha. Toshima, it says, Shlomim shel emosh, chatis v'yoshim shel yoim. Let's say the Kanim have meat left over yesterday's Shlomim, and today's chatis of today's oshim. It says in the Mishnah before, Shlomim shel emosh koidim. That is supposed to eat yesterday's Shlomim first, because it's a zilzul like to leave over that meat. Since the meat is from yesterday, it's a zilzul to leave it over. So shlomim shlemish koidim, but the diak is, ho'idi vidi di yoim, mashmad of both pieces of meat or from today, then chatis piyoshim kodmi, the next time then you should eat from the korbanach, from the chatis of niyoshim, that you should eat first. V'yafagav, even though the shlomim tadira, even though shlomim is more tadir. Rashi says, shein mitzuyin, why is the shlomim more tadir? Because it's found around much more. V'tech sheboyim v'nedir v'nedova, you can bring it with a nedir v'nedova. You see, even though it's tadir, still mekudish comes first. The chatis and niyoshim comes first. Gemara says no. Omar Rova motzi kamrit. Like it's not really a din todi here. It's only because it's motzi, because you find it around. In other words, Rashi says ain't to the rosei chayva. It's not a chayv to bring a shlomim more often. Just lemais, it's found more. So therefore, that's not a shayla. Motzi kamrit todir kemi boyilon. Our shayla is about the todir, but motzi lekemi boyilon enichanami. Just the fact that something is found around more. That's not a svara to come before Makudish. So avad, if you have the meat of a korban shlomim, or the meat of a korban chatis, avad, you should eat the meat from a korban chatis first, it's more Makudish. Even though the shlomim is motzi, but it's not pateras or todir, it's not a choiv to be brought more often. O malei rafuna, bar Yehuda l'rova, otoi, motzi lav todir, don't you think something that's motzi has the milo of todir? Isn't that also considered todir? For a time you learn like this, I'll take out the loch by Korban Pesach, shein etodir, it doesn't happen so often. For like, but I will not take out from the drosha a milo, shitadira, that a milo is considered more todir. Rashi says, Toskanim shnuyig avichatis tiktoni, for a Pesach a milo, oinshin chorus, that if you don't bring a Pesach, you don't have a milo, you chayiv chorus. So I would have thought to say, Bishagosim to bring a chatis. Tamalim says no. Shloshi Yosenu that Yotze Pesach Umila goes out Pesach Umila that there are mitzvahs essay not a loisa say says no korban chatis. Samur says I would have thought this the only Pesach maybe does not bring korban chatis. Why shein a todir? It doesn't happen too often. But I should not take out a milo since it's todir. And that we don't should know the pasuk says Asher Loisi Yosenu. But I call upon a malma motzi todiru that since something is found more often it's also considered todir. Like a mila, just the fact that it's found more often. Samura says, my tadira. What does it mean tadira here? It means tadira the mitzvahs. So the mila is tadira the mitzvahs. Rashi says it means sedura the mitzvahs. It's prepared with mitzvahs. Shenichris to aler, shalash esre brisois vitzivuyim. There are 13 different sivuyim about mila. So therefore, it's called tadira, it's tadira with its mitzvahs. That's why mila has a mila. Not just on the fact that it's motzui, but also as a din of todir, there's so many sivuyim, so many brises involved with it. V'yivo yisem, another teretz is, milu l'gavi pesach, ki todir damir. I'll tell you, it's like dami. Rashi says, shemotzi harbe, that you have so many more brist milu than you have a korban pesach. Korban pesach is only once a year. Milu you have every single day of the year. So that has the mile of a big todir. Benachanami. Just something like korban shlamim over korban chatis, that's only called motzui, that does not have the chshivas to be todir. Iboilu, I have a new question like this now. Todir v'sheina todir, v'kodam v'shochad l'sheina todir. Let's say you have a korban tamid in front of you, and you have, let's say, a korban shlamim, so rather the korban atamid is more todir, and you were supposed to shech, let's say, the korban Hatomit first, and you went ahead by mistake, and you shechted the shlomim. The kodam v'shochad l'shein atodir. My, what's going to be the locha now? Mi yarmina, do I say? Kivun the shochta, since you started to make the shechit ready on the korban shlomim, makriv lei, you should finish off doing all the avoidis to the korban shlomim. Do the zrik also. I do maybe know. Yoyev liyachad imamaris pedomai. True, you made the shechit, but that's it. Right after the shechita, you have to make the Kabbalah Saddam, but now leave the dam in the kli and have somebody stir it up so the dam does not yellow up like to come hard so you can't make a zrika later. So let somebody be maris. Let him mix up the dam. Ah, the makavil atodir, until you come back to the korban atamid and make the shechita over there and make the zrika and vohod the makavil l'shein atodir and then you come back and finish off the shlamim. That's the shayla. Since you started already with the shlomim, is the sport that you should finish it? Or maybe no, come back and do the todir first. Samura Funa Misuria, Ravuna said, Misur Yitoshma, come in here. Yera now Mishnah, that Shlomim Shalemosh, if you have a Korban Shlomim from yesterday, and Chatas V'yoshim Shoyoyim, and you have the meat of the Korban Chatas from today, Shalemosh Koydim L'Shoyoyim. You're supposed to eat yesterday's first, it's a Zulz to leave over yesterday's. Mashmudo Hodiyoyim, but if you have today's Shlomim, Dum Yidiyemish, just like yesterday's Shlomim, still, Chatas would come first. Navechidomi, how would that mean you have today's Shlomim like yesterday's? It must mean, in a case, to Kodam Shechta L'Shlomim, that you went ahead first and Shechta the Shlomim first. Still, the din is, Chatas V'Oshom Kadmi, still, the din is supposed to eat from the meat of the Korban Chatas and the Korban Shlomim first. Even though you started already with the Shlomim, still, you're supposed to stop and continue on with the Mu'ma Kodesh. Continue on with the Chatas and the Yoshim. So here you see, you are supposed to stop. And Rashi says, the Havamina right now is not out the Bosor, but the Havamina is the Korban Shlomim of yesterday is here, meaning you didn't shecht it from yesterday. You first make Neshchit today. And the Yitam would be Mashmado, if you shecht today's first, you shecht the Korban Shlomim that you first make Makdashit today, and you shecht it first, then it didn't should be, you have to stop, let somebody mix up the dam, go and shecht the chatis, make the zrika, and then come back to the shlomim. So you see, a makudish, shayna makudish, even though you started the ayna makudish first, still you have to come back to the makudish. So it could be a same story by a tadir also. Samura says, no, that's not the pshat here. Dilmer shlomim di emish, the chatis v'yoshim di yoyim, hechi mishkachas lo, what's the case talking about? The shachtinu l'tavayim. Tavad you shechted already both of them. That's the case. In other words, the Maisi, you shechted the Shlomim, and you shechted the Chatis, and you did not make either Zrika yet. So now the halacha is that you're supposed to finish and make the Zrika of the Chatis first, but only because you already made the Shechita on the Chatis. But it could be if you did not shecht the Korban Chatis yet, you only shechted first the Korban Shlomim, it could be Tiberloch. We have a Shaila, maybe the Svar would be you should first finish off the Korban Shlomim, so you have no proof. Toshma coming here, again like we had before, Dovrachar, Birchas HaYayin Tadiro, or Birchas HaYamena Tadiro. V'tod V'shena Tadiro Tadiro Kodim. That's why you make a Bar Pneg Offering first. The proof is, even though it's already Shabbos, like Shabbos is already Mekudesh first, still you have a right to stop with the Shabbos and do the, and make the Bar Pneg Offering. You see, Tadiro comes first, even though you started with the other one. So you have a proof, even though like you started with we started with the other one, Eina Makudish, still you're supposed to stop it and do the Tadir. Even though you start in a Tadir, Mor says no Achinami, Kivun the Yasin Kiman the Shachta Tavayal Dami. Lamaisa, now when you're going to make Kiddush, you have the Yain in front of you also. So even though like the Shabbos came first, but Lamaisa, you have the wine also now. Like you only make Kiddush on the wine. So it's like both of them are in front of you, therefore the Tadir comes first. If you only have the other one first, maybe you would finish that one first. So Tarshima, the Amr of Yechnan, Halochim is Paladim Shamincha, Yechakach Shamusafim. So here you see, Yedavim Mincha first, even though, like the Musafim started already. So Gemara says, no, Hochinami, Kivun, the Moti, Zman, Tfilis Mincha. Since Lamais now, it's after 12:30, it's the Zman, Yedavim Mincha ready. Command the Shechita, Tavayel Dom, it's as if both of them are in front of you. So Zman now, both. So the man of the Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Musafim. Therefore, since Mincha is more Todir, that comes first. We have no proof to our Shaila. We already started the Eina Todir or the Eina Makudish. Maybe she finished that one first, maybe not. Oh, Malay Rav Achoy, Bered Rav Ashil Ravino. Sounds like this. Shachutu Kaidim Chatzais. If you shech to the Korban Pesach before Chatzais Nero Pesach, Possel. It's Possel. Why Shinema? If Neshinema, as Bosik says, you have to shecht it after chatzais, not before chatzais. What's going to be kodim l'tamid kosher? Let's say you shechted the korban pesach before the tamid shel bein habayim, it's kosher. But still, v'yeh memaris pedomoi at sheyisra kadam, it says clearly you're supposed to stop after the shechit after kabbalah and have somebody mix up the dam and then go bring the tamid shel bein habayim. Because even though you started with the Korban Pesach, still you're supposed to stop and continue on with the Korban HaTamid. Samar says, no, there's no proof.
Hachur, my askina could be going to Kodim, Shachtel, Tomit, Vresha. Could be here that first they made the Shechita on the Korban of Tomit, Shabbat, Abayim. And then by mistake they made the Shechita on the Korban Pesach. So even though now they have both dams in front of them, and Echanami is supposed to continue on back with the Korban of Tomit first, because that's Mutadim. But maybe if you only had a Shechita on the Pesach, and you did not start with the Korban of Tomit at all yet, maybe you should finish off with the Korban Pesach. Oh, Malay Ravacho Sabo, Ravashi, Mastisim Namidek is also proof from the Mishnah over there that we're talking about you made a Shechita ready on the Korban Atomid. And Tony says, Ach Yisra Kadam, for like a Tony, Ach Yishkret Yisra Dam, it doesn't say until you make a Shechita on the Korban Atomid and make the Zrika. Just says you have to wait with the Korban Pesach until you make the Zrika on the Korban Atomid. Mashmi, you already made the Shechita. Therefore, there's no proof to our Shaila. Then the Mishnah ends off, the Kanam have the right to change around the meat, to teat it any way they want. My time was the reason, on my core, the Pasuk says, L'moshcha, that they're supposed to eat it, L'moshcha, which means, L'gdula, they're supposed to eat it the best way they want, means, K'derech Sham Lachem Eichlem, they have to eat the meat, the same way kings eat the meat. Therefore, the Kanam have the right to eat it, any way they want, any way that tastes better for them, it's good. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Im royis shemen shu mischalak biyazora, if you ever find shemen being given out to the kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash, yishno ain sorokli shur maho. You don't have to ask the question, what type of shemen is this? Ela for sure is coming either moiser rikik minchas yisrael, even if it's the leftover of a minchas yisrael where they bring rikikim, where the pasuk says rikikim chalos boilim rikikim moishchon, which means you pour oil over this mincha, and the leftover shemen is given out to the kahanim. Or else, for luk shemen shal mitzayra, after the mitzayra has to bring the luk shemen, they have to put it on his hands. But in raglov, the leftover of that shemen is mitzchala given out to the kahanim. That's where the shemen is from. What's going to be im roi shemen shunitin agabi ishim? Let's say you see the oil in the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash that's being burnt on the mizbeach. Is also in Sorokli Shomau, you do not have to ask the question, where is this shaman coming from? What type of shaman is it? Ela, rather, it's either one of these two. Ela, Moiser, Kikei, Minchas Kahanim. It's the leftover shaman from the Minchas Kahanim. That by Minchas Kayin, just like his Minchas Kule Kolo, the whole thing is burnt. The same thing, the shaman is also Kule burnt. Or else Minchas Kayin Mashiach. Or else when the Kayin Godel brings his Minch also, the whole thing is burnt. But there's no other question about where the shemen comes from. Why? Because our mission holds, the Tanakham holds at least, shem is not from shemen. There's no way to bring in a dovah, to bring a mincha of shemen by itself. So therefore, you know exactly what the shemen is doing. However, Rabbi Tarfon Eimer know that misnad from shemen, a person has the right to bring a neder on a dovah just of shemen. And the shemen itself could be like a mincha. We see in the Gemara, you take a kemitza of the shemen, you burn it, and the rest of it is Nechol HaKhanim. So according to Rav Tarfon, you could have another suffix at the beginning. If you see the shemen being divided out by the Khanim, what type of shemen that is? According to Rav Tarfon, it's a suffix. Maybe it's from a mincha, from a minchas shemen. The other Gemara says like this. Omar Shmuel,